we've got to reserve this month for another council. What? What can we do? I said, show me the option. He said, well, we can do it with the fire farmers. But I didn't know what that, but he said, the weather's very bad. Should we only have a window 4 or 5 days in a month? And he said, I said, that won't do. I said, there are people taking a whole lot of heat for it. I said, we got to use it in the tubes. Well, he said, you know, we're going to lose some. Every 52 that can fly is to fly on December 22nd. Only there was to talk seriously, and then our day. I don't say how he got the deal, because that, and I think the only reason they got the deal, this is the curious thing, that they thought I was crazy.
You're crazy, that's right.
They agree.
Well, that's why I say it to be such a lonely thing for one man to do, because the country didn't have the guts to do it. You didn't have the public, the resolve in the public and the consensus, and you didn't have it in Congress or your own cabinet, and I knew it. But I thought, hey, how am I talking?
Yes, he's still in a lot of time, true, because he's had to sit over there, frankly, and Larry's right now. So Larry basically is in Wisconsin. He's got a following idea there. And Marr, for example, in the summer, when 1972, is it up in the summer 72 is the first thing. I was wondering, you know, I read these reports every day. I'm quite, every man is different. I don't say this critically. If I were Eisenhower, I would have watched everything and I would have planned targets and all that thing. Johnson was to plan targets. I never did. All I did is say, I just said, you fellows would have done that. But I always did to plan the intensity. And I said, right, and I said, just do everything. But I noticed in the summer, after we got the mining and the blockade, and after the enormous success of the Russian summit, and after the period of the governor's country slaughtered the election, I saw it. And the weather was good. I saw that we weren't making many sorties over the north, and I kept bucking. And Barr told me, after the election, no, after this thing, he said that he sent a number of recommendations to me to bomb in the north, and that they were not forwarded because the secretary opposed them. That's Carney's way. But you see, if we could have cracked them harder in the summer, we might have busted them next summer. Because they were really taking, they look at all of our reports in the key, but they were taking all that to help us meeting.
Well, they learned
about
they were conditions.
Would you say a shock? We have in this country, and these are patriotic people for us, but there is a certain softness. I don't mean to suggest that, I mean, I guess I've earned a reputation. I have probably, in terms of personal softness, perhaps is one of the most biggest pansies that ever been in this place. But I always have to look at this office and at this country. No one here can allow his emotional feelings. I'm a Quaker. My mother is a pacifist, and my grandmother is a pacifist. And I grew up, my whole training is one that war is evil and wrong, and all time is wrong, and so forth. My personal feelings are that way. But on the other hand, there's one thing worse than war, and that's slavery. That's what this is all about. And there's one thing worse, as far as this country is concerned, at the present time. What was really at stake and how we ended this war, as I said earlier, was the thing you touched on so eloquently in your letter, and that is what was really at stake was the American character and America's, and whether the United States would continue to play a responsible role in the world. Now, having that pressure and joy in life, and having good goal with both animosity. I don't, that whoever is the American president has to represent a country that is first strong and second that is respected. Now you can have all those nuclear weapons and Polaris and Poseidons and Tritons that you want, but if you bug out of Vietnam, Chinese aren't going to respect you. See, let me tell you that, what the Chinese-Russian game is. My public statements are always that, well, we want good regular information with all people. You gotta say this because of the university and you know, the soft-headed people around the press. They all gobble up and say, isn't that wonderful? Since my being understanding the communism and all that. Alright. Basically, we say we want good relations with the leaders of the people that live in this earth. And we want good relations with the Soviet Union, who are the second most powerful nation. Second. Strongest nation, but a very powerful nation. because they were just people that all, both the Chinese and the Russians, were very strong in my election for different reasons. Now that's fast. All of the way. See, this is totally different. In 1960, Khrushchev could all brag that he felt that he, of course, everybody in the close election could say that he affected the Kennedy and the Rizal City, but he bragged that he opposed Nixon in life and so forth, and his people were, and they told him that. But in 1970, or two, there was no question, the Chinese needed this. That's why Joe and my son was in the army. The Chinese have a horrible fear of the Russians. They have the Russians on the jungle. They have thought so for the last 2 or 3 years, and we have not disagreed with them, but that's possible.
They gave me hell for 4 or 5 hours, and I was by myself, because I might as well.
Of course, racing a lot behind. I would have thought that, you know, I mean, there are some things you would think they would show attention, right. But for the press, to try to say you guys were programmed, that bird on a candlestick, you couldn't be programmed.
That's right. Programmed is expensive.
After all the 7 years, how would you have to be programmed that somebody had written your speeches?
That's all I'm so upset about that.
Yeah.
Well, that was upset about it, that they would think you guys would try because you leaned over so far backwards.
Well,
not to play games like that.
Well, we did catch pledges. We didn't go out to, you know, we did grandstand it. That was my order. I said, no grandstand, nothing like that. What you want to do is you want to do stuff home in the right way.
And that
for
is
you,
really true in this homecoming.
As it's been beautiful. I hope they treat it because I don't want you. You see, you fellows are now. Air Force or Navy?
The Navy guys, but not, unfortunately, the other guys, not.
press wants to make a big thing out of it. One of the things that concerns me is how the story of the atrocity will play. It's got to come out. The problem that I have with that is not that it should come out, but what it will do to our attempt to get this aid program. I don't know how you fellows can handle it.
Okay, now may I give you a couple of thoughts on that?
Sure.
Robbie and I don't know if it's quite the same, we didn't have quite the same experiences, but in 1969, when the treatment changed, I was about to
change. 69.
Oh, October 69.
October 69.
Yes, sir.
That just bore me by November 3rd, which I have to send to Washington to change what I really want to get done.
Oh, gosh, I know. We think you were, I think you were in front of the UN raising hell about that time.
That's right.
And that was the thing I attributed as the primary thing that changed it. There were other things going on, but she missed that.
Yes.
Now, I don't, what I think, if I may, I think this is
a good thing. No problem.
This is a good thing.
No problem.
Well, back with my kid, my sweet age, we have been sort of hard to get. Brought back, put into contact with Kim, which had been a little bit soft in that class yesterday, but not real fast.
How did you know that Kim was soft?
Well, it's just that they had guys reading tapes, tapes and news tapes.
I have one version
of nothing bad, but reading it by Kim, shortly. I was out before I knew that.
I see.
But, just little things like that, nothing bad. This guy who ran their program called me in and he said, listen, I'm going to be talking to you for about a week. He was just a major five, but he ran their entire propaganda torture program. He was the liaison for the government prison. He said, I only want to tell you something. I think, sir, that I established some integrity, credibility with them in the way I acted toward our side. He wanted me to bring this message back out.
What's worth your distance?
He said the treatment, the humane policy, the DRV towards prisoners has been the same for 2,000 years. I don't know. Here we go. But then he said,
boy,
over the last 3 weeks, I and a number of my colleagues have been required to do self-criticism before the people for our part in failing to apply that policy properly. Now at this time, December of 69.
Right, and this time he developed
what? He developed a tick in his eye, his hands are shaking like this. Before that, he was Almighty God with the power of life and death over us, tortured all the big guys, stuck down some cross today, and every other big brother came behind strap there. So he spent all this time telling me that he has been required to be self-criticism, and so have a number of his colleagues. And I just couldn't believe it. I would have one of the curveballs that I said, you're not going to torture states. We said, well, I promise you. But I'm telling you that I have been required to do self-criticism. Well, sir, to make a long story short, this went on for quite a while. I looked at it, not over again. I didn't think that. They would lie the truth.
No, aren't you? The captain probably has never had coffee as good as you have. So bring him a cup of coffee, bring him a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir.
He gets one of
them.
No. I got time for it. But I wanted to, since I know you like or you see like coffee, we have a Dumont coffee that Carl makes you want to drink.
This is just an input to your estimate of what the truth about our treatment will have on the DRB, whether they would try to withhold prisoners or something like that. You don't really care much about that. Just before they let us off, in addition to having given me this long pitch and given me the fact that
Spice Oil charged
that, disappeared right after that. I called the bass in the camp because he was trying to play games about special treatment, so I called the bass to show him.
How did you call it? Did you quit?
Yes. The diet for 2 weeks and 2 days, nobody ate anything. I made it voluntary. Everybody participated. I had ordered some guys not to. It was just because he was trying to get his dirty fingers in his pie by drinking one food better than the others. I told him to stop. It was hurting our morale. The guys were hating each other. It was making some inroads. So
I think we don't.
let that one slide by because he was a Catholic and he thought that if he defended Sam, he'd come through and say, there's a Catholic.
Many things that but anyway, it was a terrible error. It was a terrible error. You cannot, I don't care, you did 50 times, let it down here, but you can't murder your friends.
That's right.
He was murdered.
That's right.
And we were there on and all the records show. But anyway, then Vietnam fell apart. They, if they're going to murder, they had to have an alternative. It's like, for example, our kicking Batista out of Cuba. Now, Batista's no good. I mean, no Latin dictator's any good. But any right-wing dictator is better than a communist dictator. That's the point. Castro's terrible. He's, I mean, that's the slow. I can tell you. That's hard for him.
That's not happening.
I love you. In fact, I like the Vietnamese people. I like those people.
Yes, they're not bad.
But I think they're cruel. I mean, I think they are cruel, but so are the Chinese.
Yes, they'd rather lie than tell the truth because there's nothing to gain from them. But still.
But that's it. But nevertheless, they have a lot of guns.
That's right.
And they have more.
They have energy.
They have more energy. The Laotians.
They don't.
Have no energy.
That's right.
Cambodians have got no energy.
I don't know.
I know because I was there. I met the Chia Chia over at the Piri and so forth. And he said, plus a little trouble playing on violin or something. That's already in there.
Yesterday, while my opinion their allegiance to their country and to you. At the very first, they're not conscious of any spirituality at all, any obligation. I mean, even the clergy are getting, in my opinion, I've been writing this thing in my mind.
Clergy?
I can think about even then.
You've been thinking it since 55.
Yes, sir. I had these. I can see the wave that are going
how
then.
Do it. All before you ever captured.
Yes, sir.
Well, of course, it started before that. The filthy thing in Berkeley.
Yes.
That's
where I was. Mr. Rock was coming.
That's right. It came from Berkeley and then spread to the east.
That's right.
You can imagine. I'll tell you, if you really wanted to see it, and so you should have been a man in the campaigns throughout the country. You never would have any place without these horrible-looking people. You understand? It has nothing to do with long-term. We have a lot of long-term kids on our side. But it has to do with hate. And I see young girls, all that sort of thing as we go by, 14-year-olds, so forth.
And so you may be sure they
horrible
the movies and that sort of stuff.
Did they? Okay. Well, the horrible that
full out.
350,000 people were marching around and survived 100,000 miles with shouting and signs for a reservoir. And that, of course, we know that we have. But then the other thing is that it's the poisonous. Part of the reason that many of our young people, as well as our just getting by with a skin of our teeth from being voted out of this war. That was interesting. We only got APM through by one vote in the Senate. Eggers was the title. If we hadn't gotten APM, we could never have gotten the nuclear limitation with the Russians. Due to the fact that you see the Russians issued an order to do
the Russian drinks too much.
flying